Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a rural renaissance.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, offering options to specialize in healthcare administration or exercise and health science within its online Masters of Allied Health program. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. For decades, young people have flocked to major metro areas by the millions, driven by higher-paying jobs. But the COVID-19 pandemic signaled a shift. It fueled population growth in small towns, particularly among people ages 25 to 44. And it's a trend that isn't slowing, according to University of Virginia demographic researcher Hamilton Lombard. Hi, Hamilton.
Hi, Kendall.
So what is behind this shifting demographic that we have?
We've seen, I think, is there are these several different factors driving. I think one is the fact that remote work has been sticking around, that a lot more people are working hybrid, where they're occasionally at home or occasionally office, but we're still close to about a third of work days being done remotely. Another big factor is the cost of housing. That might be the biggest factor. We saw over the 2010s and 2000s that the cost of housing in many of the larger, fast-growing metro areas becoming increasingly more expensive, while many parts of Ohio, for example, we didn't see that, so it grew more attractive. And then lastly, we had this long run of job growth through the 2010s, and then we've seen this coming out of the pandemic. And this has created a lot more economic opportunities, particularly for young adults in smaller metro areas. In some other metro areas in the past weren't doing well, perhaps like Cleveland or Cincinnati.
When's the last time that we've seen a dramatic shift like this?
I think on the scale of what we've seen around the country, you really have to go back to the 1970s, which was a very different period. There's certainly some similarities where you sort of had a economic reconfiguration going on, but really it's half a century. So this is very different from anything we've seen in at least the last four decades.
And this trend it's happening all over the country. But where do we see it playing out in Ohio? What counties are doing a good job of bringing young people in?
You're seeing people who, because maybe they have this geographic flexibility or perhaps because of the cost of housing, are simply moving further out, particularly young adults. So if you look at just say the Columbus metro area, Franklin County's young adult population, I believe, has actually shrunk slightly coming since the pandemic. But when you look out in Union County, Pickaway County, the outer suburbs, you see it growing the fastest or at least the largest swing towards them. On one hand, we're seeing a shift out into the suburbs or exurbs. We're also seeing a shift in growth to places that are attractive, maybe because they have natural amenities or maybe because they're really affordable. So Youngstown, Ohio isn't booming, but when you look at metro areas, its size, it's seen one of the largest swings from decline back to, I think, a small amount of growth in its young adult population.
Like you mentioned, we're still kind of in this Zoom work era where many people do have that flexibility on where they can work from. How can rural areas remain attractive to young people if we begin to shift away from that remote work?
I think it's going to be hard. I mean, I think that the 2000s and 2010s were really hard on rural areas and small towns. And we're going into a period after 2025 where the number of Americans turning 18 is going to shrink. That's going to inevitably mean a tighter labor market, which in theory should make it easier, particularly for young adults, to find job opportunities. I think if you go back a decade or two ago, a lot of small towns in Ohio and Virginia and around the country had high unemployment rates. These days, there's a scarcity of workers. So for a small town, I think some of it's marketing the opportunities, both in the idea that there are jobs here, there are opportunities to create businesses here, and then this other point that the cost of entry is much lower, that you could buy a home here, you could own your own business here. If you stay in a larger metro area, both of those would be a lot harder.
That's University of Virginia researcher Hamilton Lombard. He's a demographer at the Weldon Cooper Center. Thank you so much, Hamilton.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.